This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Contemporary American composer John Adams has experimented in unusual compositional styles, and in particular, a style called minimalism. He is well known for his compositions, A Short Ride in a Fast Machine, and The Chairman Dances, and his operas Nixon in China and Dr. Atomic. Shaker Loops began as a piece called Wave Maker, in which Adams tried to emulate the ripple effect of bodies of water in his music. The piece was a commercial failure, but Adams kept the idea of repeating loops of oscillations on stringed instruments. He retitled the piece Shaker Loops, both because of the shaking of the strings as they oscillate between notes and the ideal Adams had of shakers dancing to a repetitive, energetic music. So here is Shaker Loops, as performed by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Marin Alsop. Thank you. Wow, that is a lot of shaking. Shaker Loops is a 1978 composition by American composer John Adams, originally written for seven string instruments. The version for string orchestra followed in 1983 and was first performed in April of that year at Alice Tully Hall, New York, by the American Composers Orchestra, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. Ernest Bloch was a 20th century Swiss-born American composer. His Concerto Grosso with Piano Obbligato was created in response to complaints by Bloch's students at the Cleveland Institute of Music about the inadequacies of tonality in shaping the music for the next century. Here is the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Howard Hansen in Ernest Bloch's Concerto Grosso No. 1 for strings and piano obbligato.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Concerto Grosso No. 1 for String Orchestra with Piano Obbligato is a 1925 work composed by Ernest Bloch. We have heard the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Howard Hanson in this recording. In John Sibelius's The Wood Nymph, he tells the story of a young engaged student who, while traveling abroad, falls for an exotic dancer and betrays his fiancée. Upon his return, the student describes the dance and dancer so vividly that his betrothed concludes he has been unfaithful. The opera ends with a funeral procession for the student's fiancée. Here is the Lahti Symphony Orchestra and conductor Osam Vanska performing John Sibelius's The Wood Nymph. This evening's Intermountain Classic program has concluded with The Wood Nymph by Finnish composer Jean Sibelius. The Wood Nymph is based on an 1882 literary work of the same name by Swedish poet Viktor Rydberg. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Be sure to tune in next Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. for another program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics. KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we exist to provide you, our community, with news, information, and entertainment to serve all of us in the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Please consider supporting us by sending your tax-deductible contributions to Community Radio KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also contribute by going to our website, kkrn.org. Thank you for all your support of Community Radio and KKRN. And remember, you can like Intermountain Classics on Facebook. Now stay tuned for L.A. Theater Works, followed by Blues Before Sunrise at 9 o'clock. Good evening and good music.